What's up? What's up? What's up?
How are y'all doing today? Today we're going to talk about kind of what I like to call the sales lowdown and really breaking down what is happening with sales, what I have collected. We are actually coming off over $150,000 in sales in Q1, and there's some things that I've learned that A, if you are someone sharing or selling in this market, you need to know. So we're going to dive right in. And as a reminder, if you haven't, go ahead, rate, subscribe. And we are doing weekly episodes currently. So if you want a new episode every Wednesday, diving into sales, marketing, buyer psych, whatever else I want to talk about, the places to do it here. Now, there are a couple of things I want to talk about, and I'm going to kind of bring this up in chunks for you. So we're going to talk about three of the biggest things that I've seen. We're going to talk about one of the driving factors that I think is actually missing for a lot of people and what you can utilize in your sales process going forward as you're selling in the summer, as you're selling in the fall, as you're actively selling. So first things first is that people are more discerning and the markets are changing. People have gotten so burned by investing, and I hear these stories almost every single day right now, which is so discouraging, right? You start a business with the dream of being able to make more money, being able to support your family, being able to do all of these things. You go, you make a high ticket investment, and then it doesn't turn out to what you want it to be. And so, naturally, if you are someone who doesn't like risk, you're going to be like, this isn't for me anymore. This isn't a thing. But what I will tell you this is that people are willing to trust again and find the right people. It's just going to come across in your marketing, your sales, your communication, which we're going to talk about later on in the episode. So make sure you listen through this whole one. But understand that methods that worked back in 2020 maybe don't work now. And instead of just focusing on the fact that it's broken, start really thinking about what are ways that I can support future clients who are coming in, who have questions, who want to know how to get support. And what does that look like beyond just saying, here's the info, here's the link? And this was something that I just went through with a mastermind client where I just assumed she was closed. I assumed she didn't have any questions. And she came back to me later on and was like, wait. Like, I want to know your value on sales. I want to know what the program's going to look like before I make any sort of investment. And I actually got on a call with her, and I haven't been on sales calls for years, y'all. I have closed a lot in the DMs and in those areas. I got on a call, we talked through, and she was like, yeah, okay, I want to do this. So again, people are discerning. That doesn't mean you're not going to send clients or you need to look for the readiest available, the fast action clients. It's how are we approaching this in our marketing and our sales. Here is the other part of this, is people feel the instability right now. The market cycle. Obviously, we are going to have higher points of demand and lower points of demand. We're going to have moments where inflation isn't as high. Things go up and down. That's a market cycle, right? But we call it a cycle because it's not going to go up and then continue back down. With that, there's a lot of fear mongering and just so much up and down. And so people want to use their money wisely and how it impacts for them. So it's not that people don't have money. And I would actually argue that with everything that happened through COVID and all of these other things, that more people want to have stability in it and that the economic instability is a driving factor because there's a lot of fear mongering and looming that does this recession turn into a depression and what does it look like and those types of things. And so instead of just like talking like, you got to figure it out. You need to get rid of your Starbucks. You need to do this. You need to do that. Like, this is what I'm doing. I want you to come back to their pleasure. What is their core driving factor? And why does it matter to them? Remember, Freud talks a lot about people moving away from pain and towards pleasure. And a lot of the pain point marketing that we're seeing right now and the shame that we're seeing is really driving people away from it. The other thing is that the online space is such a free-for-all that it feels unstable when people are just seeing these horror stories constantly. And so if you are someone who is working with clients who are actively getting wins, who are making money, who are doing the things you want to do, I want you to normalize sharing these way more often and talking about it way more often than you actually think you need to, because this is also going to normalize for the people that are coming in what it looks like to have these wins and why these wins matter so much and how, well, it feels really risky, right? The risk feels way up here and it feels so risky. It's actually not as risky as they think it is. And remember that people have different risk assessments. Somebody who has a high tolerance for risk in one area has safety in the other. And so some of these people who aren't ready to take that risk, it's not that they're not all in. It's not that they're not driven enough. It's not all these things that you want to account it to. It's just the fact that they may not be ready. One of the last things that I feel like is affecting sales is the American election, like always. People are just really concerned about their rights, and this is a big thing. I remember in 2020 when I asked my coach, and I was like, hey, I'm watching over the election. Do you think this is going to like affect it? And she was like, no, people are informed buyers. Y'all, this is taking up a lot of mental space right now, and obviously an election cycles every 4 years. There's just a lot of shit going on, right? And so they're thinking about that. And so if you are someone who is looking at end of year planning, just don't plan anything around election. Just like give it the space, give it the time. I personally didn't feel like I needed to mourn a bunch of stuff, but people and their politics are very personal. And so that is something to consider as you're doing it. And, you know, this is something that they're getting hit with more spam calls. They're getting hit with more ads. They're getting hit with more emails. It's just a cycle. And yeah, even though it's April while I'm recording this, I feel like election season truly starts a year out. So with these kind of things that are in mind of like, it's just like, okay, like we hear these things and what do we do about it? I think the biggest driving factors is trust. Couple episodes ago, maybe more than a couple episodes, we broke down know, like, trust, and we kind of went over trust a little bit, but I want to revisit know, like, trust, and what does this look like for you? So people want to know you, and through the mirror exposure effect, the more people know you, the more they have an ability to like you and to get to know you, and this is where we have other personal things tie into it. The other thing about this is people also want to like you. They like lovable. They want to find similar attributes. You know, we talk about this more in that episode of what is good is beautiful. If they find one good thing in you, they're going to find way more. But down to the core, beyond just following you on Instagram, beyond just engaging with your content, people want to trust you. And this, I feel like, is such a missing piece for so many business owners, because a lot of people are just kind of measuring their business dicks, for a lack of better term, out there and trying to go bigger and better and beyond and show what's possible, but they're not getting down to this person-to-person approach that really focuses on building trust and what that looks like. Recently, I read The Speed of Trust by Stephen M. R. Covey, which is Stephen Covey's son. We talk a lot about begin with the end in mind in Stephen Covey, seven highly effective habits, or seven habits of highly effective people. But he writes a whole book about trust and what does trust look like and how can we implement it. And he didn't really write it from a business mindset, but you have to think about these people are business people at their core, and they're also in the business of people. And so he actually breaks down 11 principles inside of it. And we're going to talk about it briefly, and I'm going to give you my sales and marketing lens around it. So the first thing is talking straight at their level, honest and calling it like it is. We can all collectively agree that there has been so much fucking fluff inside the online space that it is absolutely ridiculous. There is new jargon every single day. There is, you're playing on a 4D and not a 3D or whatever they're saying, right? And a lot of people are feeling just confused. And this first core principle that he talks about is something that you can easily come back to. You know, you don't have to talk up here. You don't have to use a bunch of jargon. You don't have to tie into whatever is the hippest statement right now. You can speak to your people where they're at. You can be honest and you can call it like it is. And coming off of this huge wave of shame and pain point marketing and this idea that you're doing fucked up shit all the time, that is not what people want. People want to be able to be told that, yes, it could be hard work. Yes, it is possible. And yes, you've seen other people do it. And when you talk to them and you're honest with them, or when they come in with this really big dream and you're like, hey, this isn't something we could accomplish in 6 months, maybe in 12 months to 2 years. It also says, hey, I value your time. I value you. And out of my personal integrity, I'm not going to promise you something I can't fulfill on, right? I'm not going to promise you something that doesn't make sense for you and your business or whatever you're teaching. Because trust at its core is also saying, like, hey, you come to me with integrity, and I also come to you with integrity, and we're not gonna have this fluffy talk. I'm not gonna promise you things. I'm not gonna love bomb you. I'm not gonna gaslight you. Like, I'm gonna treat you respectfully and like a human, but I'm also gonna tell you. I'm also gonna have a conversation with you if that's not the direction you're going, or if you say one thing and it's the complete opposite. This is where a lot of your marketing needs to be on their level, where they are at, what they want, and why they want it. Because what we're seeing a lot of, which ties into the second principle, is caring about other people and going beyond the credit card transaction and really thinking about this person and how to serve them. There has been very polarizing opinions around charging your worth, making your money, valuing your time, not letting people pick your brain. And while it's good to have boundaries, it's good to protect your intellectual property, it is good to focus on serving your clients and utilizing it. The other side of me is like, what about community? What about these people who don't have money who would shout you from the rooftops? What about all the help you received in the beginning of business? You know, when I started back in 2019, it was a little bit different. There weren't, first of all, these people making millions of dollars a month and being inside your DMs. There wasn't a lot of the stuff that you see now, but there was also a different kind of care where if you had a question, someone would answer it. They wouldn't just say, invoice me. And community is built through the care of others, not just yourself. I used to have a mentor friend who would say, you know, community is a verb. It is an action. It is taking time. And what a lot of people aren't doing is building that trust and taking care of other people in their community. One of the most powerful things you can do while you have a small audience and while you're building it is to be able to go person to person. You know, that was something that really built my business in the beginning, was going person to person to person and having these conversations and talking to these people and really getting to know who they are and how I could help them and what advice I could give to them. And eventually it gets so big that you can't do that. But if you are in that sweet spot right now, or you're not signing clients and you're not in the direction that you want, the best thing you can do is going person to person and really focusing on that community is not I, it is we. And with that, being very honest, you know, we talk a lot about building a community because we also like to monetize our community. People are aware when they come in that I'm never going to sell to them, but I'm also not going to say, okay, give me money, hold up my fake little finger gun and say, give me money now before I can do anything for you. Because chances are you have probably received some sort of free support inside of your business. You have gotten advice. There's a lot of free stuff out there. And what a lot of people are doing is demonizing the free, but not talking about the community that they're buying or community that they're building to have these repeat buyers, to have people who say, okay, I've never seen this offer before. Oh, wow. People saying, I've never seen this offer before, but I'm ready to tap in. Because the other part of that is you're going to have a section of your audience who are early stage adopters who are going to say, I see this, I want this, I'm going to take action with it. They're going to say, hey, I don't have all the details around it, but I know it's important. Because the other thing is with trust is declaring your intentions. This is what you get. What you see is what you get. And that is okay, because at the end of the day, you don't need to change yourself to sign clients, to build trust in the online space, but you can be honest about wanting to make money. You can be honest about wanting to have a successful launch. You can be honest about wanting to fill your spots. And yes, again, building a community and caring about people, but you don't have to hide your intentions of wanting to sell. You don't have to hide behind this mask of serve, 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 over deliver, overextend yourself. What we've been taught as women is to overextend ourselves and then prioritize ourselves. You can be honest. I tell people, hey, if there's an opportunity, I'm gonna tell you about it. If there is a program that solves this problem, I'm gonna tell you about it. If there is something that could change your life, could help you serve more clients, it's wrong for me to keep it behind this closed door because I'm afraid of feeling sleazy, icky, or gross, or I don't want to come off like I'm just trying to like get the bag. But at the end of the day, I can't take good intentions to the dealership and buy a car. I can't say, hey, I'm going to pay good exposure on my car note. It just doesn't work like that. And when you're upfront and letting people know, like, I am going to sell to you, I want you to understand that this comes from a place of trust. I'm not just pitching everybody and anybody that moves that may have a credit card. That is where there is also this mutual respect of when you come to people and you're doing private invites. It's not, oh God, this girl's selling me again. Or my favorite was I was sending out private invites and this person goes, oh, a cold DM. And I said, I was not aware that you unfollowed me. I am not sitting here day to day being like, who follows me and who doesn't? And I said, it wasn't cold. We actually had a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago, but I can see where it comes from, right? I can see where it is. And that comes to our next one, right? Is make things right, apologize, and save the relationship. Now, in the situation I just talked about, there really wasn't a relationship to save. Because they had already decided to move on. They have already decided I'm not for them. And that's a part of running an online business is people are not always going to be attracted to you. People are also going to be turned off by you. People are not going to listen to your message. People aren't going to like you. But in the cases that if you feel like you did something wrong or if you feel like you overstepped something, you know, a quick apology is so much easier than trying to go out and find something. And there's something I want to know about language specifically is if somebody is right, if there is a situation where it's like, oh, you're right, y'all drop the attitude instead of saying, well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like, drop the ego and say, you know what? You're right. You're right. Like, say it with me, y'all. You are right. Because at the end of the day, your relationship is going to be determined through how well someone trusts you. And that's why we see, you know, MLMs, you have these dirt lists of people who would buy dirt from you or your friends and family. These people still fail because at the end of the day, they like them, they know them, but they don't trust them. This is one of the biggest differentials. And the other pieces is that people are willing to maintain a relationship with you. They're willing to leave their ego at the door and say, this relationship is more valuable than my ego. Telling someone they're right, saying, I'm sorry, you know, if my intention came off this way, I am sorry. That is not how things are. Because at the end of the day, right, you want to save the relationship. You don't have to be right in everything. And that's one of the best pieces of this. If you are someone who you work in the large groups, right, you work with a lot of clients, you do a lot of things. Something to build trust is to give credit to other people and speak as if people were there. If you are someone who is also trying to get better, right, seek feedback and improvement instead of just saying, oh my gosh, I'm so good. I never need to change anything. I would love to get to a place in my life where I never needed to improve myself. That would be great. That'd be a great place to sit. That'd be a great place to hang out. I just feel like I'd never have to improve myself, right? But that's not the case. That's why we have feedback forms. That's why we always have an open door policy. That's why if something goes down, I'm going to be the first person to apologize. If you are a leader of a team, guess what? Everybody, if you are a leader of a team, guess what? Everything falls on you. The buck stops at you. So if there is a mess up, if there is a screw up, if there is anything like that, it's your fault, even if somebody else didn't do it. And give credit to other people. I always see this where people are like, people don't shout out their teams anymore. They don't shout out their clients. They don't shout out all these other things. The interesting thing is that I think people have a hard time of what if I shout out this person and then the relationship goes sour? What if I trust this person and the relationship goes sour? And at the end of the day, it happens. There is mistrust that happens. There are bad investments that happen. There are team members that have to just. There are team members you have to let go. It's not the end of the world. But what I see with most entrepreneurs is that they struggle to get feedback. They struggle to credit others. And the principle of talking like people are there is a direct reflection of you. Obviously, we're women. We like to gossip. But when you are in a mixed crowd, how you speak about other people is a direct reflection. And it's always like that friend you had in middle school who talked about everybody else. And then you wondered, are they talking about me? That's the same thing when people are looking to trust you. If they are talking shit about everybody else, they are going to wonder if you're going to do the same thing when you join a program. And that's why we speak as if people were there. With this, I also want you to be very honest about reality. It's easy to get into Lululand, right? It's easy to sum up these things and to see people go viral overnight and to see all these different things, but be honest about it. Be honest about the work that you're putting in. Be honest about the situations with people. Be honest if there's a situation that maybe mirrors something you don't want to. And really be honest with people with clear expectations, what you can do, what results they've seen before, what does that look like? And also, if someone comes in with an unrealistic expectation, I had a girl come to me and she was like, I want to be hitting 20K months in 3 months. And I was like, we don't have the audience, we don't have the sales, and I don't know what your work ethic is. And I could tell you, yeah, that could be possible. But to be honest with you, with what I'm seeing, I don't think it's actually possible in 3 months. Now, this is something you could work towards over 6 to 12 months. But in this moment, unless we are going viral or doing something crazy, I can't see that happening. And I'd rather be honest with you and upfront and blow it out of the water, instead of under promising and over delivering, meet people right where they're at. But I just can't see that. And that's okay. It's okay to say no. It's okay to do all these other things because accountability is more important and integrity is more important than just getting people to like you and buy from you, which is another piece of this is be accountable to yourself first and then others. I think this is one of the pieces that I see a lot of business owners struggle with. And being accountable means you're going to say what you're doing, and then you're going to do it. You're going to meet your timelines. You're going to meet your expectations. And I understand being a neurodivergent entrepreneur that it can definitely feel hard sometimes. It can feel hard to say, okay, like I want to hit this deadline. And then, the hyper focus isn't showing up. These things are not showing up. But at the end of the day, there is no one holding you accountable besides you. You could pay a coach, you truly could pay a coach. But then you're going to still need to be with that coach if you're not giving yourself accountability. And that's where trust comes from, not only saying what we're doing and following through on it. And if you feel like there's not a lot of trust with your audience, I want you to go back and see what are these things that you're promising and that you're saying, and you're not following through on it, because then you're establishing that this isn't trusty. This isn't a place to do it. Consistency and commitment are really important inside of our brain. We want to see people be consistent with it and we want to see some commitment follow through on it. And so, for so many people, if this is something you're struggling with, make sure you're getting things done, you're keeping your commitments, and you're doing what you're saying. Last two are going to be really important, which they kind of tie in together. Extend your trust first. I'm so sick of seeing things that are like, don't jump lakes for people who want to cross the pond for you. It doesn't matter. If you trust someone first, that is you saying that you find value in other people. And if you are a coach or a service provider, more importantly, if you are a coach, that is a part of the coaching process, is to see value in someone else that they currently don't see in themselves, that they maybe feel like it isn't a dream for them and it's not possible. And that's where you're also listening to people and you're validating people, because people want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to be valued. And all of this is summed up in this idea of people crave leadership. They crave deep support and someone guiding them through the process and taking them through. And so, if you are someone who you are struggling with this, I want you to go back and look at your activities and your content and the conversations that you're having and really reflect on this. Because when you start having an audience that deeply trusts you and wants to be with you, you are truly unstoppable in business. You are truly unstoppable. If you loved this episode, obviously, you know what to do. And thank you for tying into this one. I know it was a little bit longer, but it was juicy and powerful. I'll see you in the next episode of Salesy.